News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. President Donald Trump approved a major disaster declaration for the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe Thursday. Federal disaster assistance is available to members of the Leech Lake Band to supplement recovery efforts in areas affected by the severe storms and straight-line winds that knocked down thousands of trees in the western segment of the reservation on June 21st. Assistance can include grants for temporary housing and home repairs, as well as funds to replace personal property. The Leech Lake Band is also eligible to receive federal funding on a cost-sharing basis for emergency work and the repair or replacement of facilities damaged by the storm. While Beltrami County and the Bemidji area fell short of the $10.7 million threshold to pursue a federal disaster declaration with the state from the same storm, the Leech Lake Band is entitled to apply for assistance independently of Minnesota as a tribe. As 2025's construction season winds down, Bemidjians can brace for more construction in the 2026 and 2027 seasons as MnDOT plans to begin its side of the Highway 197 project. Partnering with the City of Bemidji, MnDOT was able to secure a federal transportation grant to help cover some of the project, but those funds were frozen early this year. They have since been released, but the earlier uncertainty around the funding caused the city and MnDOT to delay construction. With the new roundabout almost complete near Bemidji Middle School, the city plans to construct two more roundabouts at the Westgate Shopping Center entrances on Hannah Avenue and Middle School Drive next summer, while MnDOT works on realigning Gillette Drive near L&M Fleet and rebuilding the Highway 71 intersection. At a Thursday open house at its district headquarters in Bemidji, project coordinator Matt Upgren says the 2026 detours will be short-term, with longer detours expected for 2027.
They're pretty minor, 2 to 3 week durations. There's gonna be two of them when we're building that Highway 71 intersection. So by all standards, that's a pretty minor detour by our standards at MnDOT here. The following year, in year two, that is gonna be the more impactful detour when we're constructing the middle school Ave roundabout in front of Walmart.
MnDOT's contractors will have a 24/7 business liaison to inform businesses and others using Bemidji's regional airport or hospital about changing detours. MnDOT Public Engagement Officer for the district, TJ Melcher, says the project took 4 years of planning before getting to the design phase, with more meetings coming.
You know, as we get more into spring, we're going to start more of our outreach. We'll have another open house. We'll have a lot more details just on like what the staging plan is.
Between the city and MnDOT, the completed project will include six new roundabouts on the western segment of Highway 197 and its access roads. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is the fourth tribal nation to sign a cannabis compact with the state of Minnesota. The tribal state compacts address jurisdictional issues related to both medicinal and adult-use cannabis industries, allowing tribal cannabis businesses to operate off tribally regulated lands. Fond du Lac Chairman Bruce Savage described the new compact as a mutually beneficial relationship in the state's emerging cannabis marketplace. Specifics of each tribal state compact are unique to each nation, but all contain the same commitments to public health and safety through product testing. In establishing the state's cannabis law, the legislature directed the governor to negotiate intergovernmental agreements, cannabis compacts, with tribal nations sharing territory with Minnesota. The Office of Cannabis Management has copies of each cannabis compact, with negotiations continuing with tribes across the state. Governor Walz has signed compacts with the White Earth Nation, the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, and the Prairie Island Indian Community. Crosby Ironton senior Tori Orlean ended her run in this year's girls' single tennis state tournament in fourth place in Class A. She placed the highest of 15 Northland athletes participating in the tournament, but there were also some consolation champs in the mix. Ruby Leach of East Grand Forks took the top prize in the consolation bracket in Class A singles. Piper Green and Braylee Winan of Thief River Falls defeated Kaylee Andres and Anna Feimeyer of Wadena Deer Creek to be crowned Class A doubles consolation champions. And Emma Peterson and Nina Paulson of Rock Ridge placed second in the Class 2A doubles consolation bracket. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories at KAXE.org. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.